AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military has confirmed the deaths of four more hostages held by Hamas, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Their bodies are still being held by Hamas. We assess that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas.
At a vigil in Tel Aviv, Jili Shavit says the Israeli government should make a deal.
The number of the hostages is just going down, and not because of they are coming back to Israel. The reason is because they are dead, and we're just getting more coffins of dead people instead of getting them alive.
Switzerland's organized a peace summit later this month on the war in Ukraine. Sagar Magani reports Vice President Harris will represent the U.S.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 nations will attend the summit in Lucerne.
First, very strong step on the way to peace.
President Biden's due at a Los Angeles campaign fundraiser the same day, hosted by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Asked if the president's absence sends a bad signal.
There hasn't been any single leader around the world who has supported Ukraine more and more stridently than Joe Biden.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says no matter who represents the U.S.,
there can be no question that Ukraine has no stronger backer than the United States.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's expected to sign off on an executive order that would shut down entries at the U.S.-Mexico border once the number hits 2,500. Daily figures are higher than that now, meaning the effect would be immediate. And a jury's been seated in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case. He's charged with lying on federal gun purchase forms when he said he wasn't a drug addict. He's pleaded not guilty. Opening statements tomorrow. Stocks started the week mixed. The Dow down, the S&P and the Nasdaq up. This is AP News. The NBA's headed for its championship final starting Thursday in Boston, Celtics-Mavericks. Meanwhile, the WNBA grind has set in for Caitlin Clark and her Indiana Fever.
The Liberty shut down Caitlin Clark while blowing out the Fever 104-68. Clark had the worst game of her 11-game WNBA career, shooting 1-for-10 and finishing with 3 points and 5 assists. Clark and the Fever were coming off their first home win of the season. New York put this game away early, leading 31-13 after one quarter. Bennaja Laney Hamilton scored 7 of her team-high 20 points in the opening period. Jonquel Jones added 18 as the Liberty improved to 7-2.
I think it was just everybody's attention to get the ball inside. Whether it was me or B or anybody else, when we had the opportunity to get the ball in and play inside out, we wanted to focus on that, and I think we were successful tonight.
Kelsey Mitchell had a team-high 21 points for the Fever. I'm Jane Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.